President, Interim Committee on Budget Rebalance on Tuesday, December 11, year 2001, at 9 a.m. in Hearing Room E of the State Capitol Building.
We'll call to order the Budget Rebalance Committee, the Senate Interim Committee on Budget Rebalance. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. It looks like a lot smaller crowd than what I saw yesterday in the House Committee. We need to start today with an adoption of rules for the committee. You have all been handed a copy of the rules. Is there any questions about them?
Mr. Co-Chair, I move that we approve the rules as presented to us.
Senator Crowe moves we approve the rules as presented. Any further discussion? Objections? So ordered. With that, we have Mr. Rocco needs to give us a short information, about where we're going and how we're going to get there.
Mr. Co-Chair, may I make a statement to begin with?
Certainly, if you'd like
to. It's going to be very short. Okay. I just want to say that Senator Byer and I are co-chairing these meetings. We're going to alternate the co-chair work, and he'll be the acting chair today, and I'll be the acting chair tomorrow, and we have 4 days of meetings, and we'll do it that way. We, of course, are very much concerned about the task that's before us and want to do a good job of listening to all of you present to us information that we need to know about the budget and what are the problems connected with a very dramatic budget shortfall. And so we hope that you will tell us about what those problems are and that you will talk about the consequences of cuts that we may have to be making in the budget. Thank you all for being here. I think we're going to get underway rather quickly. I've asked with regard to the public school part of the budget, I've received from the Corvallis School District, I didn't ask them for it, but they volunteered to give it to me, a statement about school district funding, and I've shared it with the members. It's at your desk from the Corvallis District, and I would like to encourage other districts to do the same thing, to look at what could be the effects of shortfalls and let us know and let the public know what those reductions are. So I thank the Corvallis School District for that and would encourage others to do that. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Rocco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Ken Rocco, Legislative Fiscal Office. I know you have a very aggressive schedule over the next several days, so I just wanted to take a couple minutes to review with you the process and materials that you will have. We've provided you with several materials for these series of meetings. We have a binder for you that you'll find that looks like this. And in that are the summary lists of the program reductions that agencies have brought forward through the Department of Administrative Services request. There's a summary list of administrative reductions also in there. What we've tried to do is give you a key to it. On the first page, there's some reference material that shows you what across-the-board cuts would be on individual agencies. There's keys to each of the program reduction options and administrative reduction options, because in some cases they're categorized, and so those keys are shown under the first tab in the book. The following tabs then are organized by program area. In each case, you have the program reduction options listed first, and then there's a divider sheet, which is a sheet of red paper. Following that are the administrative reduction options, and that's for each program area, which we've tried to accommodate agencies coming forward in a program area order. In some cases, you'll have to flip pages to find them, but we've tried to accommodate most of the agencies. The information that you have is for all agencies that have submitted to date. Not all of those agencies will be in front of you, however, because we've tried to focus on the larger agencies. We've also provided you with draft copies of the LFO's analysis of the legislatively adopted budget, which is in a separate binder. This is just about ready to go to the printer, but we thought it would be useful for you to have draft copies of that. And those are by agency, and there's an, generally a discussion at below the agency level down to the program level, which you may find useful over the next couple of days.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Harper.
Ken, I'm looking for a simple place to find increases over the 9901. Would that be just in your...
I think the easiest place to find that agency by agency, Senator Harper, would be on the detailed analysis of the budget.
Each agency.
So each agency, there's a table for each agency at the beginning that shows it shows 9901 estimated by fund type, and then the recommended amount that the governor recommended, and the amount the legislature approved. For each agency.
Okay.
So as an agency comes forward, if you look to that page and section, you could see that. And we will try to provide those. I think you have currently, you probably have education program area and natural resources in that binder. And as program areas come up, we will continue to fill that binder up.
The other thing I have is this. And
Senator Harper, in the back of that, there is also a table that you have.
Same, yes. those numbers.
Same numbers.
They're going to match up?
Yes, they
okay.
should. Yes, they should.
Okay.
The only difference is in the detailed analysis, there are, as I mentioned, there are sub-levels for that. So you can go below the,
right.
the total agency number into the programs. So.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I also wanted to review briefly what has happened so far with governor's actions and why this material was generated there. As you may recall, in September, when the September forecast came out, there was identification of there was a budget shortfall at that time. So the governor immediately responded with a 2% unscheduling of agency allotments. And this was done for two reasons. One was to alert agencies that they should slow spending because there was a budget issue. And the other was to reassure bond markets that the state had a plan for rebalancing the budget. In order to come up with that initial 2% amount, the governor instructed agencies to do two things, come up with a 10% administrative reductions in 2% increments, and to come up with 10% program reduction options and also in 2% increments. And in each case, these were to be prioritized. And that's the information that you have before you today in the binder. A couple of qualifiers about this information I think are important. First, that these reduction options have been solely determined by the agencies, with some review by budget management staff and legislative fiscal office staff. So we've all taken a look at these, but in most parts they are agency determined reduction options. The way the effect of the reductions would have, the effect characterization made by the agencies in the documents you have not been reviewed or edited by, they've been reviewed but not edited by us. So we don't take any credit for the characterization of how that impact would, of the budget reduction, what impact it would have on the agency's provision of services. Again, these are provided only for your discussion and information purposes. Agencies were given direction yesterday by budget and management staff to do three things as they come before you. They were directed to describe the program reductions and the effects those reductions would have. They were to discuss the principles that led them to choose these particular reduction options. And they were directed to discuss what services the agency would still be able to provide at that reduced level of budget. We're going to continue to refine this information over the next several weeks because there are some inconsistencies in some of this information, but again, it's the first cut at looking at reduction options, so there will be refinement efforts and more information will be provided over the next couple of weeks. These reduction options are not representative of any preferences by the governor's office, or the governor himself, legislative leadership, BAM, or LFO. These are just for informational purposes for you. And we will have LFO and BAM staff in the room as agencies make presentations to answer technical questions, and they will be sitting over on the side here.
Okay. Any questions?
Senator
Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ken, what kind of instructions did the governor give to agencies in guidelines for cutting? Did he say cut only non-essential services, but make sure we preserve essential services? Because from my experience in the past, at budget time, they always give us essential services to cut and not the non-essential. So I would like to know what kind of instructions did governor give to agencies?
Mr. Chair, Senator Yee, I can get you the principles that the governor sent to agencies in his press release that basically told agencies for the administrative reductions, these were to be non-essential items, short-term in nature, that they could accomplish during this 01-03 biennium. I think the governor's concern with program reductions was that that things be looked at more in a long-term nature, and that because the deficit that we have this biennium will carry forward into 03-05 if permanent reductions are not made. And so there was a set of principles that the governor provided, and I'll get a copy for the committee of those.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
That's something you could ask each agency. They're supposed to. One of the things that they will address when they testify before you are the principles that they use to determine these cuts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kim, will we be getting any information from LFO other than what's here in the books as to your recommendations of other reductions other than what the agency might make?
Mr. Chair, Senator Clarno, both BAM and LFO are working on other option lists other than these for use in determining rebalance priorities and options. So there will be other information forthcoming. We're looking at things such as other revenue, non-tax revenue options, other sources of perhaps federal funds that are fungible and could be used to offset some reductions. We're looking at programs that were funded for the first time in 01-03. So there are a number of other lists being developed that would be more reflective of LFO and BAM's versions of reduction options.
Follow-up, please. Then will we also be, each agency will be, as they share with us the reductions as to whether or not there's federal dollars and what that match may be?
Yes, and I think on the list that you have, there are indications of whether a proposed reduction would have a federal or other funds component to it. So that information is included.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Just to follow up on Senator Clarno's good questions, will you expect that we will be reviewing that information that you're now preparing the additional information at this period of time when we're dealing with the problem, or is that information for a later time?
Senator Cho, that would be information that would come late at a later date. This week is being planned for agency presentations of what kinds of reduction options they've identified as within their own program.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Ken. Okay, we're getting ready to start now. I would just like to ask all the people who are going to come in the invited testimony section, and some of you are here now, to keep in mind that the way I'm going after this is that we have somewhere between $7 and $7.5 billion
to deal with the remaining 18 months of this biennia. I know that you're here, coming here prepared to tell us about all the cuts, and there will be cuts in services that we approved in late June, early July, but I want to keep the focus of this meeting as much as we can on what we are going to do in the remaining 18 months of this biennia with the money that we have available, because we are, in fact, rebalancing the entire state budget. Everything is on the table, and I think that that's been the agreement made with the Senate leadership and the House leadership and the governor's office, that everything is on the table. And so as much as possible, I would like you to come forward, and when you're making your presentation, tell us about what you're going to do with the money. This money, the $7 billion for 18 months, is roughly the equivalent to your 9901 budget. So I think we need to look at it in that light, that it's, you know, we're going back to that level, and if we have additional revenue above that, what would you do with that money? And that's the way I'm hoping to frame this debate as we move forward. So with that, I'd ask the Department of Ed to come forward.
Mr. Chair, Senator Crow.
I certainly think that's an important way to look at it. The other important way to look at it also is that we're thinking about reductions in budget that may well continue into the future, and that the consequences of these reductions, I think that the people need to know and understand very, very thoroughly, and so I hope that you will deal with those consequences and let us know what they are.
Thank you. And for your information, committee members, the paper that's being handed out, one of the one, not one from the Department of Ed, the one that's being handed out from me is an attempt to get at what Senator Harper was asking for, a quick and easy way to find out the amount of money above 9901 level and above and below CFL. That is on the back of this sheet, and I apologize for this. I didn't have legal size paper when I printed it out. But on the back of it are notes. It's the same information, except the final two columns on the back of each sheet. You will see it's, and there are notes and comments about the numbers.
Mr. Chair, was this prepared by LFO?
Yes, it was.
And does it consider inflation and population change and all of those things that would affect the budget between from one biennium to the next?
This was prepared by LFO. You see amount above and below CFL on it, and in the note column, if you look in the back of each page in the comments or source of backfill, we have notes. Talk about things like that. If you have to turn over and they'd be on there. Yeah, all over here.
Thank you.
Okay. Co-chairs, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Stan Bunn, Superintendent of Public Instruction with offices at 255 Capitol Street here in Salem. To my right is Kate Dixon, Deputy Superintendent, and to my left, Dave Fazier from our Business and Management Office. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and visit with you about the budget cuts that are being considered and the impact.